Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion, Lady A, Riley Green, Ashley McBride, Brothers Osborne, Walker Hayes, all hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center, Saturday, May 4th, stream only on Hulu, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SHAWN, our number. We'll get to your calls coming up at the bottom of the half hour. How, it's probably a little early to get the full political impact, polling impact, as to what has happened with Mar-a-Lago and how this is all going to play out. I could tell you, based on Trafalgar and Robert Cahaley and Matt Towery and the things they've been telling us, anecdotally, this raid on Mar-a-Lago has backfired big time on the DOJ and the FBI and the Democratic Party. These tactics, people are fed up with them, and they're just sick and tired of the never-ending witch hunt and just desire to destroy Donald Trump at every turn. You know, he was spied on for 2 years and under false pretenses because the FBI lied to FISA court judges. You can't even make this stuff up. If I was writing a novel, I don't think I can get that sophisticated and think that this would ever happen in this country. But it is. It happened, and it's apparently still happening. Anyway, John and Jim McLaughlin are with us. Jim, who's never on time, was actually early today. That's a miracle in and of itself. Welcome both of you back to the program.
Great to be here, Sean.
It's great to be here, especially Linda McLaughlin, your producer, wants to make sure that we're only distant cousins, that we're not exact relatives. So it's great to be here, especially after Trump had such big wins on Tuesday.
Well, we're distant relatives also. I mean, all part of one big Irish family, I guess you can say. Yeah. All right, let's talk about, you know, look, polling right now is a little difficult. I'm not a particular fan of Nate Silver, 538. He did well during the Obama years. He's not done as well in predictions in previous elections. And I look at him, and for example, I think he has the Democrats capturing the Senate at 58% likelihood, Republicans capturing the House. He has a slight advantage for Republicans, but not the advantage I would imagine. Where are we in terms of where the country is now, and how big an impact do you think what happened at Mar-a-Lago is going to have on the country heading into these midterms in less than 100 days?
No, I'll tell you what, if you look at what happened on Tuesday, more important than the polls, are the results of the actual elections. And in the primaries, Trump went 17-0 with his endorsements. And his endorsements so far this year in the primaries, which have had higher turnouts, are 192-11. And I know in Connecticut, where we were polling for Leora Levy, on July 27th, she was only 18% of the vote. August 3rd, last Thursday, Trump endorsed her. She won the race 50-40 on last Tuesday. Now she's in a race to beat Dick Blumenthal, who's polling under 50% and is vulnerable. And the Trump voters, like you were talking about the Trafalgar poll, they're more likely to come out and vote. So this raid on Tuesday, this over overstretch of the Biden Justice Department, which he said he didn't know about, there's a huge backlash going on among Republicans, independents, and some Democrats who really think this is unfair persecution of the president.
Let me get your take, Jim McLaughlin.
And Sean, I've just gotten back some surveys from some races we were in the field with this week, and we added the question in there, and folks vehemently disapprove. And obviously Republicans think it's terrible, the raid on Mar-a-Lago. And by the way, everyone knows it's a raid, no matter what the left might say. But you're looking at the independents, and more than 60% of the independents disapprove of what the FBI did here, because they know it's all about politics. And by the way, going back to your point where you were talking about, you know, the generic ballot, what now? We're not seeing that. In all these battleground districts right now, the Republicans have a significant advantage over the Democrats when it comes to the generic ballot. But more importantly, when we asked the question about wanting to put a check and balance on Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and their failed policies, the Republicans in these battleground swing districts, they have a 10 to 20 point advantage there. They want to put a stop to Joe Biden's presidency because of all his failures.
Now, I'm looking at some of the numbers you guys have put out here. The president's numbers have remained consistently strong post-presidency. The crowd sizes have remained consistently strong. And now this adds an entirely different element to the whole thing, and that is that Donald Trump is now being attacked by his chief political rival and by a politicized Justice Department. And it seems that they went into Mar-a-Lago under the pretext that this was about the National Archives and the Presidential Records Act. And it seems to have absolutely nothing to do with any of those things, John McLaughlin. So how does that impact people's thought process?
Well, before, the poll you're talking about was done before the raid, where Trump was leading Biden 49-43 nationally, which would be a landslide, an electoral landslide, and Harris 50-42. And so this, if anything, this is going to fire up the base. And the January 6th committee has nothing going on. And then you look at next Tuesday, Liz Cheney is in a primary in Wyoming that she's probably going to lose. So I really think that the time now for the Republicans to call out the president and say, did you know about this ahead of time? He said he didn't. But it's really hard to believe that Christopher Wray and the FBI director and the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, never briefed him on something as sensitive as this, that they were going to raid the home of the political opponent that's most likely to win the next presidential election.
It's absolutely insane. Let's look at what are the issues that people are looking at the most. To me, it's obviously the economy stupid. Inflation at a 41-year high. How Joe Biden, Jim, ever got away with saying we have zero inflation the same day that the inflation numbers came in at that 40-year high again at 8.5% is stunning to me. And by the way, it wasn't just him. It was the entire administration that tried to pass this on to us. So, you know, people are feeling it. The price of eggs is up, 47% from where it was a year ago. Guess what? That is a staple of many American families. They're not able to afford eggs. The price of meat is through the roof. The price of everything we buy at every store we go to is through the roof. And of course, we have record high gas prices, even still, in spite of people driving less, which reduces the demand somewhat, and that lowers the price, and them releasing the strategic petroleum reserves. You know, it's only a Band-Aid solution. It's not a real life solution.
And the amazing, literally, Sean, it insults the intelligence of the American people, because when we ask them in focus groups about inflation being at 9%, you know what they tell us? It's higher, because they know it. They know that it's actually higher because they look at the price of gas. It's more than $2 over what it was when they were paying when Donald Trump was president. And it literally does insult their intelligence. In our last national poll, we have nearly 6 out of 10 Americans telling us the economy is in a recession. We have the vast majority of them, almost 80%, telling us that the economy is getting worse. So it just goes to show you how out of touch this administration is. When they're trying to tell Americans to zero inflation, nobody believes that. It continues to destroy the credibility of this White House. And they're trying to tell us that there's no problem with the economy now. And you look at all the problems that the voters are talking about. And again, you're right. It's inflation, and cost of living. But you look at these other things out there, like crime, and you look at the open borders. You look at how America is viewed as being weak right now when it comes to national security, the Afghanistan debacle. Any one of those single issues could destroy a presidency, and Joe Biden and the Democrats have to deal with all these failures.
You know, and I think that's the thing. It doesn't seem like there's much that they can do as long as they stay beholden, John McLaughlin, to the climate alarmist cult, as I call it. And that is that they have given up on the thought of even considering any domestic energy production. But yet somehow they're willing to import energy from Russia, Iran, Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, and OPEC, which makes zero sense to me. It's not good for national security. We could be creating high-paying American jobs here, energy jobs in the energy sector. We're not doing that. We could even become dominant worldwide in energy and make this country really wealthy by providing Western Europe with all of their energy needs, because they're kind of desperate right now. And we could do all of this in a pretty short period of time, but they steadfastly refuse to even engage in a discussion about producing it here, where we would do it faster and cheaper and cleaner.
Right. And you know what, Jim, also, he mentioned those economic stats. In our national poll, you have 43% of all voters saying they're struggling to make basic ends meet, that they can't afford food, they can't afford gas, they can't afford their health care bills. And another 41% are saying that well, they can still meet basic needs, but they've been significantly impacted by inflation. So the Democrats, what do they decide to do? They lie about this spending bill. They're spending $750 billion more on this climate change healthcare thing that is going to add to the national debt and make inflation worse. And they call it an Inflation Reduction Act that Congress is going to vote on tomorrow that we can't afford. And the national debt has already gone up from $21 trillion to $30 trillion under Joe Biden. And this is what's going to happen. They're adding more money on top of it. They're trying to break and affect our economic system, and they're breaking the middle class of the country. And they're doubling the size of the IRS with these agents, 80,000 new agents. Who are they going to audit? They're not going to audit the big companies. They're going to audit small businesses.
It's actually funny you say that. We went and we actually did a lot of research yesterday, and last night we talked about it. We talked about it on this radio show yesterday as well. There's a study out that shows in no uncertain terms that people that make $25,000 or less are five times more likely to get an IRS warrant. Now, they're out there, the same people, by the way, that said they wouldn't raise taxes on people making under $400,000 a year. But this new inflation increasing act that they're about to pass in the House tomorrow, it turns out that they're taxing coal, they're taxing gas, they're taxing oil, they're taxing corporations, they're taxing small business. That means every American will pay the price on every one of those new taxes. So it's just one big, you know, Ponzi scheme, lie, and misrepresentation, you know, from the very people that said, keep your doctor plan and save money, Jim.
Oh, you're exactly right. And their Inflation Increasing Act, the American people, they're insulting their intelligence because they know it's Joe Biden's spending, it's Joe Biden's tax increases, it's Joe Biden's deficits, and his crazy Green New Deal policies that have caused the inflation, that have caused the problems in our economy right now. And that Inflation Increasing Act, it does all those things. I mean, they know. I mean, it's madness when you think about it. At the end of the day, the Democrats are going to go into this election talking about a tax increase. Now, they're trying to tell us they're not raising taxes on lower and middle income Americans, but we all know they are. And those energy taxes, they're going to make gas prices even worse. They're going to make inflation even worse. And let me tell you, once the more that the American people know what's actually in the Inflation Increasing Act, the better it's going to be for Republicans. And trust me, they're going to make their voices heard on Election Day.
Well, I think you're right. I believe that's going to happen. More with pollsters, Jim and John McLaughlin, then your calls, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. All right, 25 now until the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, let's get to our busy phones. We'll head out to San Diego, Cogo Radio, and Brian is standing by. Brian, oh, I'm sorry, Ryan, not Brian. Still can't see. Anyway, Ryan, how are you? What's going on?
Very good. Just wanted to confirm that I agree 100% with you regarding the raid on Trump, that they definitely wanted to turn the cameras off because I do security. And my dad was a military police and a drill sergeant. So they were definitely going to try to plan something there for sure. And I just want to, secondly, like I said, agree with you 100%. I also want to thank you for all you do. Please keep doing it. If we didn't have you and Mark, I don't know where we'd be. I thank God for every day for you and Mark.
Well, you make this possible, but I will tell you, the real power in this country now shifts to you, the American people. And if every American does what needs to be done to get this country back on track, and that means vote in the right people or vote in the best people, the Democratic Radical Socialist Climate Alarmist Cult Party, look what the damage they've done in 18 months. And look at this abuse of power on top of the abuse of power that we've seen previously against Donald Trump. You know, 3 years, Russia, Russia, Russia. There was never any conspiracy. There was never any contact. There was never any collusion with Vladimir Putin and Trump. But they lied to us for 3 years. The media mob, the willing accomplices, they lied to us for 3 years. And we can't have a country that is run like this. This is a banana republic, the way they're running things right now. And it's corrupt. It's an abuse of power. And it seems that they will stop at nothing to take Donald Trump out of the game for 2024. That is their clear motivation. They have tried everything in sideways, and yet he still remains possible. He still remains a possible candidate. And they can't stand that that's the fact. The one thing they don't want, which is so alarming to me, is they don't want you, we, the American people, to have the choice and make the decision ourselves. How about we get to decide that? And so, you know, how many more times will people lie to FISA court judges and get away with lying and nobody's held accountable? Where is the attorney general? Where is Director Wray? Why haven't they held those people accountable? Why weren't they arrested? Why hasn't Hunter Biden been arrested? Christopher Wray's had his laptop for months. Why wasn't Hillary Clinton arrested? Want to talk about classified information on a server that was destroyed and devices that were destroyed? And if that's not a crime, what is? This is the dual justice system. Anyway, appreciate the call. Thank you for your kind words. We're not stopping, but all the power is going to be in the hands of the American people this election and the next election. We really have to win two elections back to back to get the change, to get this country back on the right track. That's what's needed. In the meantime, Moses in New Jersey. Moses, hi, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call, Sean. Doing great. Always an honor to talk to you. You know, so Sean, what I wanted to talk about is just very simple, the reality of the situation. Republicans let Democrats get away with what they do, and they feel like they're emboldened because Republicans never respond in kind. They do nothing to deter the Democrats. Republicans, unfortunately, they're weak, and that's why the Democrats overreach the way they do. You know, on day one, Republicans need to have the whistleblower from the first impeachment. He needs to testify in public, and every contact that he had with Adam Schiff's staff needs to be made public as well. Their phone records made public, Adam Schiff's records made public, and also Republicans need to also make a plan and announce that half of Biden's cabinet at least should be impeached on day one. They should have
all of this is going to happen. If Republicans get the House and Senate back, all of this can happen, and all these investigations will happen. I have no doubt about it. And you know, if this is now the new norm, you know, Joe Biden, any information he has about Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings, that should be made publicly known as well. And the contents of that laptop, we already know, implicate Joe Biden as much as it implicates Hunter Biden, except minus the crack and the hookers.
Definitely.
You know, we yep. Anyway, yep. Moses, appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. Greg in California. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Sean, I have a theory, and I just want to throw it out there. I believe the raid is a preliminary step towards a criminal injunction that they will file to try and keep Trump off the primary ballots. They'll go to the blue states, will accept that. They'll do it at a last minute, so it will take a large amount of attorneys to try and fight it. They'll drag it through the courts. And then when it comes to general, I think they will go and do a criminal. They will get him on a criminal charge and conviction, and they will bear false witness, and they will also falsify documents to get a conviction. So they will then try and have him removed from the ballots, especially the blue states will go along with that quite easily, I believe.
Well, that would be completely and utterly unconstitutional, and it would be the end of the United States of America as we know it if that happens. But, you know, we're getting awfully close to a very dangerous line here when you have such powerful organizations like the FBI that are, you know, basically weaponized against political opponents, or the DOJ weaponized or criminalizing political differences. This is very dangerous territory. I don't believe this raid had anything to do with the Presidential Records Act or the National Archives at all, because there was full and complete cooperation with the people of the National Archives. They have said it themselves. They even have a letter saying as much on their website. So I think this was a pretext in the hopes of maybe a fishing expedition that they can find something that they can use to, yes, try and criminally charge Donald J. Trump. And do I think they would do it? I think they're capable of anything. If you're capable of lying, using a dirty Russian dossier to lie to FISA court judges, to spy on a presidential candidate and a president, I think you pretty much have crossed a line that means you'll do anything to make sure your guy wins.
They consider,
especially when you have an insurance policy. Yeah, go ahead.
They consider him worse than Hitler, so anybody would be willing to falsify or bear witness, false witness. Even you, if you thought somebody was so terrible, what extent would you go to have him not be able to reach the presidency again?
No, there are two things that are absolutely factual. They think that Trump is evil incarnate, and they think we, the people, are stupid. And they think they know better than all of us, and they really need to do this because we're just not smart enough to figure it out for ourselves. Otherwise, why would you go to such great lengths to have an insurance policy to prevent one person from ever becoming president? Because that doesn't make sense. Greg, thank you. Tony, Iowa, next, Sean Hannity Show. What's up, Tony? How are you?
Hey, Sean, thanks for the take. Yeah, I just want to say this smells like Schiff. You know what I mean? It seems like they're trying some kind of weird November or October surprise, like you say, but you know, I think it really is backfiring, especially with independents, and the independents were supposedly, you know, who pushed the election over the edge and put Biden in office, which I don't believe myself, but that's what they seem to be, you know, they're saying, oh, well, the independents went with Biden instead of Trump. I don't think so. But whole thing is, you know, now they're showing their true colors, and it just seems more and more like Third Reich tactics.
Well, let me ask you this. Why do you say now they're showing their true colors? I mean, lying to FISA court with a Russian dossier paid for by a presidential candidate's political opponent, doesn't that cross a line you never thought could happen in this country?
I guess I should have said now more people will see their true colors. Hopefully.
Yeah.
If it doesn't get edited out of the news. But.
Or the intimidation tactics. I mean, do you really need to a guy that lives across the street from the FBI, that literally they know where he lives, you have to arrest him at the airport and put leg shackles on him and handcuffs on him, when all you had to do on a misdemeanor charge was contact the guy's lawyer and say, please have your client report at 8 a.m. at this location for processing, we're arresting him. That is the normal way that people that are not involved in violent crimes or drug crimes or real felonies, that's how they get processed. You know, it's not like he's a mobster. It's not like he's a member of a cartel. He's not a drug dealer. So why'd they do that to Peter Navarro? To embarrass him and intimidate other people into cooperating? You know, Paul Manafort's story, he's got his book coming out Tuesday, American Prisoner. You can get it on Hannity.com. We got a link up there. This poor guy was put in solitary confinement. They tried to break him. They constantly were offering him, you know, a deal that if he would tell them what they wanted to hear, that it would go very well for him. In other words, offering something of really substantial, great value, and that is one's freedom. If only he would flip on Donald Trump. You know, why do you raid Roger Stone's house? How old's Roger Stone? He's got to be close to 70. You know, raid his house at 5:45 in the morning. Frogman in the backyard. I guess he has some waterway in his backyard. And 30 guys, tactical gear, weapons drawn. And, oh, fake news CNN cameras just happen to be at Roger's house at 5:45 a.m. to capture it all. And nobody cares that the media is, that our FBI, that our Department of Justice is colluding with the news media. What, for maximum embarrassment of Roger Stone?
It's a, you know, I mean, Sean,
yeah.
There's a legal term. A Latin term in the legal industry. It's called pretty self-explanatory, interorum, and that's becoming more and more familiar, I think. And it really is just that. It's the scare tactic. It's the, you know, we're going to stick you in jail and put 30 years over your head unless you plea bargain, unless you give up your friends, unless you do this, unless you do that. You know, they overcharge people. They do all. It should be called the Department of Injustice lately.
By the way, this whole idea that you give something of great value for people to testify the way prosecutors want has to stop. I mean, Sammy the Bull Gravano is the exhibit A. You know, a guy that commits 19, 20 murders, admittedly. I watched an interview with him on a podcast, and he doesn't hide it. And because he cooperated and made a deal and was willing to testify against their big target, in this case, it happened to be John Gotti, he didn't spend all that time in jail, the rest of his life in jail. He got put in the witness protection program. Got a house, I think, out in Arizona somewhere, and a new identity somewhere. I mean, is that how we do business? We give you freedom if you tell us what we want. How is that testimony ever credible? It can't be credible if they're bribing people to say things that they may not otherwise say. And that's a big problem with our justice system. You know, if you don't apply the laws equally, how does Christopher Wray wake up in the morning? We know that there are crimes on the laptop of Hunter Biden. We know that there's evidence that, in fact, Joe Biden was working in concert with his son on foreign business deals when he was vice president. You have Joe Biden on tape admitting that he's withholding taxpayer money until Ukraine fires a prosecutor, the guy that happened to be investigating his son being paid millions, who admits on Good Morning America he has no experience at all whatsoever in energy, oil, gas, or Ukraine. Well, you know, is that why, you know, is that why he withheld the bill? Isn't that a real quid pro quo? You know, he gets $3.5 million from Russia and the former first lady of Moscow. And then Joe Biden becomes president and gives a waiver to Vladimir Putin so he can finish his Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Is that the reason that he got the waiver? Simultaneously killing the Keystone XL pipeline and domestic energy production? Is there a reason that, you know, with all the saber rattling with Taiwan as in regards to China, flying their fighter jets over Taiwan airspace, threatening to shoot out the plane with our Speaker of the House in it, the same people that are guilty of unfair trade practices, the same people responsible for intellectual property theft, you know, the same people that, you know, gave the world COVID, and Joe Biden is being threatened by the president of China. And as a reward, what does he do? He gives them 1 million barrels of oil when we're paying the most money we've ever paid from our strategic petroleum reserves. And he's talking about lifting sanctions against China, tariffs against China. Are you kidding me? Is it because of all the money Hunter made, $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China? Or the $100,000 shopping spree with a Chinese national for his family? I wonder if he put that on his taxes. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Anyway, we have a great Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern. I'll tell you about that in a second. All right, that wraps things up for today. Thanks for being with us. Thank you for making the show possible. Hannity tonight at 9, set your DVR. For the Fox News Channel, loaded up tonight, we've got Roger Stone. We actually have the video of Roger Stone, the raid on his house. Pre-dawn raid, guns drawn, tactical gear, frogmen, and, fake CNN news cameras. Anyway, we'll get to that. Jonathan Turley, Pam Bondi, Greg Jarrett will join us tonight. Senator Ron Johnson, Stephen Miller, and Devin Nunes all coming up. Set your DVR 9 Eastern tonight. We'll see you then back here tomorrow. Thank you for being with us.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion, Lady A, Riley Green, Ashley McBride, Brothers Osborne, Walker Hayes, all hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center, Saturday, May 4th, stream only on Hulu, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.